y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host, Diamond and Silk. As Silk, all Silk.
Diamond, oh Diamond.
Okay, so we got a lot to talk about.
A lot.
But before we get started, I want you all to stop right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform you're seeing it on.
That's right.
So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. Now, Silk, with everything that has been happening,
mm-hmm.
it's about time for a second book.
That's right. Oh, yes, it is. And don't forget to go over there and check us out over there at Chatdit, chatdit.com.
All right, girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's just get this party started.
Let's get it started.
So, I want people to understand, and even the trolls to understand, that whenever we speak, this is our opinion.
Our opinion.
And this is our right to freedom of speech.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about, Silk?
That's right.
All right, okay.
That's right. And we all supposed to have that. And it shouldn't be nothing wrong with open dialogue.
That's right.
So when we can all have a conversation.
That's right. Now, I heard the other day that Twitter has taken down accounts addressing the audits, or should I say the forensic audits, that's happening in Arizona.
So you're saying accounts that have anything to do with the forensic audit or keeping information about the forensic audit, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
Twitter has taken them down. Is that what you're saying to
That's
me?
Right.
Okay.
So what that does is it keeps the American people uninformed, because we are so used to going on these platforms
mm-hmm.
to find out vital information.
Information.
Now, with all of the things that's going on in this country,
uh-huh.
I always say, why are they trying to distract us, and what don't they want us to see?
Woo.
Well, y'all,
uh-huh.
I want y'all to take a look at this,
uh-huh.
and we will talk.
If you look at the preliminary findings from the independent audit, already we have 275,000 potential fraudulent ballots. That includes 168,000 that were printed on thin paper outside of the regulations of Maricopa County. You have 75,000 ballots that were supposed to be mailed out, but they have no record of them ever being sent. You also have 18,000 voters who were purged from the voter rolls, who voted in the election but were purged after the election. And here's a significant one, Brett, if I could bring up, that Maricopa County will not touch. 3,981 people voted despite registering after the October 15th court-ordered deadline. And here's the key question. That means Maricopa County certified false results. And if we still have a free country with one set of rules for every American, those votes need to be thrown out immediately. Or do we live in a communist country where votes turn up 100 to nothing? No, that does not say for Joseph Stalin. It says for Joseph Biden. That's in Fulton County, Georgia. If we're going to keep a country free, we need to have these audits to get to the bottom of it, because 100 to nothing is not the United States of America. And we need these audits to continue to get to the true result.
Okay, now you see what she said, Silk?
I saw what she said.
So Arizona has found 275,000 potential fraudulent ballots.
Uh-huh.
In just one county.
Wow.
In just one county.
This is crazy.
In just one county.
Yeah.
And they call it voter fraud. They may call it voter irregularities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn what you call it. Excuse my lingo, but what y'all gonna do about this?
Yeah, that's right.
What is the Arizona Legislative Department going to do about this?
The
fine
state
right
legislators,
here?
What are you going to do? Because you have the power to do something about this right here.
That's right. That's
You do.
This right here is unacceptable.
That's right.
So if this happens, Silk, in my opinion, if this happened in Arizona, Maricopa County,
one county.
Then what the hell didn't happen in all the other states?
That's right.
As far as I'm concerned, every state need to be audited.
Every state,
every
state. County, it needs to be audited, because now I'm looking at the down ballots.
Come on. Come on.
Was there any type of extra ballots that was cast illegally or irregularity? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, trying to say the words that they want you to say, because the only word I know is fraudulently.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what I know.
That's what I know.
Listen,
and that's what
I ain't trying to accuse nobody.
Yeah.
This what this lady said on Brett Baer on Fox.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you all, see, this gets me, Silk.
What gets
whenever
you?
Social media tried to hide things,
yep.
fact check things,
yep.
and now they calling a lot of stuff misinformation. When it should be either it's
true
or it's a damn lie.
That's right.
Take out the word misinformation.
That's right.
Now you all want us to distort the truth,
yep.
distort reality. Tiptoe around reality.
Uh-huh.
When the reality is,
uh-huh.
if this is true,
yeah.
what Arizona is saying here, somebody got some explaining to do.
Some explaining.
And some people need to go to jail for treason if they knew about this.
Come on.
You see Ooh. What I'm talking about, Sue?
Yes, I see what
you
you're talking
what
about. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And then when I look at, when you talk about the censorship of mm-hmm. everything.
Yes.
When I see you taking down important information and removing it from we, the American people, it made me want to go underground and investigate a little bit further.
Well, listen, a lot of people are going underground.
Uh-huh.
See, I want you to understand, the mainstream media think they have the people, but sometimes I like to go on YouTube and look at their YouTube channels.
Yeah.
People be going off
uh-huh.
because people know that something is
not right.
Something ain't adding up here.
No.
They understand itself.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
When you talk about Maricopa County, mm-hmm. okay, they said 168,000 ballots was printed on thin paper outside of the regulations of Maricopa County.
Uh-oh.
You had 75,000 ballots that were supposed to be mailed out, but they have no record of them ever being sent. So how did 75,000 ballots get cast in an election, but they were never sent? See, that's the type of stuff that don't make sense to me. You had 18,000 voters to be purged from the voter roll after the election, but those 18,000 people that was purged voted in the 2020 election.
Ooh.
See, some things is just not adding up and making sense. And we, the American people, see it, we saw it, we know it, but they're trying to hide it from us.
Right.
And at times, Diamond, I feel like this world is like a trap house.
Oh, we trapped.
We've been trapped.
They done held us hostage. They got us held hostage.
That's right.
These mofos got us held hostage.
Yep.
They ain't nothing but liars.
Liars.
And this was pissed me off, Sil.
Uh-huh.
Please excuse me, y'all.
Okay.
What ticks me off
uh-huh.
is they look you in your face.
In your face.
They have a straight face when they look you in your face
yeah.
and tell you what you need to be doing
uh-huh.
with your body,
uh-huh.
with your life,
uh-huh.
with your livelihood.
Uh-huh.
But these mofos done took something.
That's right.
I see pure the damn thievery up in here. You see what I'm talking about, Sil?
I see exactly what you're talking
Girl,
about, Diamond.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we can't just be people be sitting around here lying.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you something. Every time that they do something.
Yep.
It is a distraction to distract you
to distract
from other
us.
Things that's going on that they don't want to get out.
They don't want to get out. They don't want to see because they want to control the narrative.
They want to control the narrative. They want to control you.
Yep.
They want to control how you think.
Yep.
They want to control how you see things.
Yep.
They are trying. They controlling the narrative to control you.
Yep. That's why they removed President Trump from a lot of these social media platforms because
mm-hmm.
they didn't want his message to get out to we, the American people. They want to control every single thing.
Right.
But I know that our fellow American sisters and brothers are smarter than that.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to go and investigate
mm-hmm.
and do our own investigation when it comes down to a lot of different things.
That's right.
Educate yourself.
Right.
Okay? Because if you get an education from this one narrative that the left continues to spin, y'all gonna be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Taco Bell dumb as hell.
One or the other.
Okay, listen, y'all. Y'all know how I get when I get all riled up.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, speaking of dumb as hell, look like Fox News.
Yeah.
Could be a little, you know, slow here. Okay, well, let me just say this here. Mike Lindell is pulling his ads from Fox News because Mike Lindell is hosting a symposium talking about what happened in 2020.
Right.
And he put a small, beautiful ad together for Fox News to play it. Now, before we discuss it, I want y'all to take a look and tell me what y'all think of it.
Take a look at the ad.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Okay, Silk, I don't see anything wrong with the ad.
No.
The ad was tasteful.
Yeah.
It didn't mention anything about fraud or irregularities. So why wouldn't Fox want to play that?
It didn't say nothing about the election.
Yeah.
Nothing.
How are you going to have a lady on Brett Bear on Fox talking about what happened in Arizona?
Right.
Laying it down.
Right.
But not let Mike Lindell play his ad. Or not want to play Mike Lindell's ad about this symposium.
About his event that he is having.
Right. But see, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to throw people under the bus.
No. Nope.
I just remember the night of 2020.
Yeah.
November 3rd, to be exact.
Right.
When they called it for
Arizona.
And see, don't get me wrong. There's some host over there that's trying to do the right thing.
Right.
But people, y'all got to understand, go beyond the host and look at the executives that be calling the shots.
That's right.
So last year, did you know Mike Lindell, according to sources, just in case I got something wrong, it is being alleged that he spent $50 million in advertisement with Fox News.
$50
million. $50
million. In advertising.
So I know that now that he's pulling his ass from Fox, that's going to make Fox bleed a whole lot.
A whole lot.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, because you denying him his freedom of speech.
Come on.
Yeah. I think more advertisers wouldn't bother me if they don't pull out too.
Yeah.
Because people are tired of you.
Yep.
You two-faced it. And you speak out of both sides of your mouth.
That's right.
And also, everybody saw what happened when it came to Fox News.
That's right.
Everybody saw.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So you have a lot of these different networks that says that they are of a conservative source.
Right.
Okay. But a lot of them are not conservative.
Mm.
A lot of them are not conservative, and they don't push conservatism.
Right.
They're just there to say that they're conservative.
Well, you know, wait a minute. But Fox is supposed to be, they call themselves fair and balanced.
That's what they call themselves
conservatives.
Yeah.
But I can't tell. And you can only look at a few people over there.
Yeah.
Some of these people, I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And you know, Newsmax beat out Fox.
Yeah.
And I know that somebody in the media had to be ticked off when they started writing silly, horrible stories about Newsmax.
Newsmax.
I'm like, what did Newsmax do that was good?
Because
anytime you do something good, they try to break you down or whatever.
Just beat out everybody else. That's all they did.
I think that Mike Lindell is a patriot.
Yep.
You all go and patronize him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put in a series of other
go ahead
plug.
And put in a shameless
Listen,
plug.
And when you go patronize him at MyPillow.com, purchase anything and put in code DS21.
That's right.
To receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
That's right.
He's a true patriot.
He's a true
and
patriot.
And he's pulling his ass.
Yes.
From Fox News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they would not. The ad. I don't see anything wrong with the ad.
There's nothing wrong with the ad.
Mm-hmm.
And but see, when you have people with another agenda.
Right.
Okay. They want to act like they're for you.
Right.
But really, they are against you.
Well, that's what it seems like.
Yeah. Who's really against the exposure of the different fraudulent activity that occurred in the last election in 2020.
Who's really against it? Only the people that don't want that to get out.
Uh-huh. There you go.
When you
see the people hiding it, they are the ones mm-hmm. against it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to support anybody that's not supporting me.
I know that's right. Uh-huh. I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. So you all be on the lookout for Mike Lindell's symposium that's supposed to be happening in August. And you all can view that on frankspeech.com.
And once again, Diamond, mm-hmm. that's the Cyber Symposium happening August the 10th through the 12th right there on frankspeech.com. He's going to run it live 72 mm-hmm. hours. So we would get to see everything. It's supposed to be very, very huge.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it because Mike Lindell is a patriot. Let us know what's going on.
Right.
Because, Silk, you always say that, we can't do a 2022 or a 2024 until we fix what happened in 2020.
That's right.
Like you all. Yeah. Like, don't get this twisted.
Yeah. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Have y'all heard of Cat Remedies?
Have you?
Well, they provide CBD for your pets.
Better known as fur babies.
And guess what?
What?
All of their products are manufactured right here in the USA.
That's right.
Some of the products that they offer is CBD dog treats, CBD dog salve, and even CBD dog shampoo.
That's right. And another thing, you can save more when you purchase the pet bundle.
So make sure you go check them out. CatRemedies.com. That's CatRemedies.com.
And get 20% off of any orders over $50 when you use code DS21.
So head over there to CatRemedies.com. That's CatRemedies.com. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Today's podcast is being sponsored by GreatDaneTees.com. Dedicated to everyone who wants to let the world know about their family member, their Great Dane. Now, here's what they offer. They offer tees, sweatshirts, embroidered jackets, dress shirts, even chews and toys for your Great Dane. They even have a non-Great Dane section for your other canine family members so they won't feel left out.
And don't forget, GreatDaneTees.com chooses one nonprofit Great Dane group a month for a fundraiser. Visit their website homepage to see which group has been chosen this month.
They also support several Great Dane rescues where they offer various rescue branded clothing. Any purchases made from the For the Rescue section, they donate 20% of your purchases back to the rescue. They have donated over $15,000 since April of 2020.
So don't forget to check out their monthly special posted on their homepage.
Go to GreatDaneTees.com and buy two unisex tees. Enter code DS21 and receive one of these tees for free.
That's right.
That's GreatDaneTees.com.
Right.
Because, Silk, you always say that, we can't do a 2022 or a 2024 until we fix what happened in 2020.
That's right.
Like you are. Yeah. Like, I don't get this twisted.
Yeah.
Don't get this. I be seeing people, oh, we going to take it back in 2022. Not if they stole it in 2020. 2020.
You can.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you can. It's not no, you can say allegedly, because, okay, allegedly.
Just to protect us.
But when you talk about our Constitution being violated here, when the state legislators did not make up certain rules, and people made backdoor deals and put measures in place, and people money was invested to put certain boxes in place, what do you call that? It was straight corruption. And I think that it's time for our Supreme Court justice to come out of hiding so they can decipher the right from wrong, because our country is made up of laws, rules, and regulations.
I agree. But here is the deal.
What's the deal?
How you know somebody ain't been bought off or paid off? Been threatened. But my thing is, you took oath to uphold the Constitution.
That's right.
That's what you took an oath to uphold. Not to say if somebody bullied me or threatened me, I'm going to go fold and go call.
Uh-huh.
That ain't what that Constitution told you to do. But you know what?
What?
We got squatters in that White House.
Squatters.
When I see what happened here in Arizona, there are some squatters sitting up in
there. That's right.
Some squatters is in the White House.
Yep.
Because if what Arizona is saying, if that trickled down to the other states, something is seriously wrong.
Yep.
And I, Mike Lindell, keep fighting for your rights.
Keep fighting.
Keep fighting. And if you got to pull your money,
that
hit them where it hurts.
Hit them where, come on.
Hit them where it hurts.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to give nobody $54 million in a year and you don't support me.
That's right. You can't air one commercial.
You playing games with me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. This is how you play the game, baby.
This is how you play.
Boom. You don't support me, I will not support you.
Well, you know, Silk, let me move the story along. Up there in D.C. the other day, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Louie Gohmert's girl, they went to a prison where the political prisoners are being housed.
Okay.
And it's not, I'm not calling them a political prisoner, but it seems like that they are.
Some of them are being housed there.
Housed there. These are the people that was arrested January the 6th.
Right.
Have not been given any due process.
Right.
Have not been treated fairly when it comes to our justice system. They're still being housed.
Right.
So they went there to check out the conditions of this prison.
Of the prison.
I want y'all to take a look at this.
Gates is going to go and see if we can, if we're actually locked out. Florida Representative Matt Gaetz is currently locked out of the D.C. correctional facility. This is... Oh, let's see if they lock him out, too. An attorney is here to visit his client, and they have locked him out from seeing his client. This is ridiculous. We have our masks on. Everyone here has their mask on who are attempting to go inside. And currently, as Marjorie Taylor Greene said earlier, if this is any indication of how they are treating their prisoners, it's as bad as they say it is.
And have not given us access. This was apparently a bait and switch. We are here just to speak to a supervisor. And when the supervisor came out and we came out to have that discussion, they literally ran behind us and locked the doors so that we wouldn't have the opportunity to present our identification and seek a review.
This is a rare time under this administration where prison is used to lock people out instead of lock people in.
Because they don't want to know what's happening inside. Apparently, they don't want anyone to know what's happening inside.
Now, you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, how is it that these are members of Congress
uh-huh.
and they're being denied entry
uh-huh.
into this prison.
Right.
When our tax dollars
come on
pay to make sure this prison remain open. According to Marjorie Taylor Greene, I heard that from the looks around it, like walking in, it looked dirty, as she's concerned. Not only for the political prisoners, that's the ones that's being, the Trump supporters that's being held. For everybody that's in that particular prison,
that's right.
They want to make sure they are safe.
That's right.
And, they're not being abused.
I don't like when people play games with me.
Right.
Because they have been writing letters and writing. Nobody have responded. They knew they was coming there that day. And they want to play games with them. I don't like when people play games with me when it comes down to different things like that. And playing games with these congressmen and congresswomen, I hope that they go in and do some type of warrant or something, whatever next level law that they can do legally.
Right.
I hope they go ahead and they do it, because something is not right here.
Right.
If you are scared for these people to go in, now they are able to go into these different immigration facilities and different things down there at the border without all of this here hoopla that we just saw on the video. Why can't they go into these prisons?
That's right. Why can't they go into these prisons?
Yeah.
We got to see about these people. See, you talk about equality. You talk about we have a fair justice system.
Uh-huh.
But if people are not being given their due process,
How
is that fair? I don't care what color the skin. It's got to be fair. See, you all, the left are really ignorant. They really are ignorant.
Yes, they are.
Because at the end of the day, what we all want is fairness.
That's right.
If you lock somebody up for abusing somebody.
That's right.
Then the next person, they should be locked up if they abuse somebody.
That's right. And they should be charged with that.
Right, right.
I think some of these people hadn't even gotten any charges.
My thing is, and when I don't see fairness, that's a problem for me.
Yeah.
It ain't about the skin color. But when I look at everything, you know, they got the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa. Those are the people that they have to destroy the country.
Right.
They got all of this critical race theory. They're trying to bring back the segregation or whatever.
Keep everything
black and white, right? But my thing is, we don't even have to bring none of that in.
Mm-mm.
Just create a system where it's fair.
Across the board. That's right.
Then it won't be no bickering. You don't have to bring in no critical race theory. You don't have to bring in no segregation.
Right.
You don't have to say, well, hey, white people can't go to Ivy League schools. If you make everything where it's fair across the board,
right,
we won't have these here, what we see happening.
That's right.
But the left is so radical.
They're so radical, and they love creating the back and forth,
right,
the black and white, the we, the them. Mm-hmm. They love creating that to keep us divided and segregated between each other.
Then they create these organizations to destroy this country and really try to destroy Americans.
That's right.
And it don't have to be like that. I don't care if it was black people that was supporters of somebody else locked up. If they're not being given due process, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
I will fight for any race if they're not being given due process.
That's right. Any American.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And so people, look, listen to me. Listen, what's right is right. What's wrong and wrong.
It's
not about what's black and white. It's about what's wrong and right.
That's right.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
Uh-huh. And when I see it, I'm going to call it out. So I have to commend these congressmen and women who went up there, who want to make sure these people have due process.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, Republicans, when the people see
you
standing up, then they will stand with you.
That's right.
A lot of people are afraid to say something.
Yep.
They don't want to lose their livelihood. They're afraid of cancel culture.
Yep.
They're afraid they have to tap dance and tiptoe around the truth. They are afraid.
But keep in mind that if socialism or communism is implemented into our country, you're going to lose that regardless.
Uh-huh. Right. That's right. And so that's why we got to look at the principles that we are founded on.
Yes.
You know, we're supposed to be able to obtain life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. That's well, right. Well, if you got me where I ain't happy, you got me where I can't pursue no happiness.
You got me
where I don't have no liberty.
Uh-huh.
You got me where you want to probably take my life.
You got me mother, and I can't breathe.
Not only that, or you got it where what's now right is wrong, and what's wrong is now right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which can cause one of us to get hurt about here.
Cause harm to
uh-huh.
me.
Yeah. You're going against our Constitution.
Uh-huh.
You don't give a damn about our Republic.
Uh-huh.
And please stop talking about this is what democracy looked like. No, this is what slavery, communism, socialism,
yeah.
and Marxism looked like.
That's right.
That's what this looked
like.
That's
exactly what it looked like.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what we have to do, I keep telling people, stop picking a side.
Can
I say this, Silk?
Say it.
You know, people think that we became Republicans because we just wanted to be a Republican.
Oh.
We've always been conservative in thought.
That's right.
And how we did things.
And our raising. Yep.
And the reason why we became a Republican was because of Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
If Donald J. Trump would not have rolled down those escalators,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have never became a Republican.
That's right.
Republican. Now, I'm looking at the Republican Party versus the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Republicans, how they side with Democrats.
That's right.
And you think I want to take and tell people to go vote Republican? I'm going to tell you to vote for the best candidate.
That's right.
And if the best candidate is a Donald Trump or a Ron DeSantis
uh-huh.
or whoever, then you vote for the best candidate. I'm not pushing party no more.
No, uh-uh.
Because it's one dirty bird with two corrupt wings. I saw that in the 2020 election
yep.
when you had Republicans handed our country over to these radicals.
And let me tell you something. Any Republican that certified this lie, I don't want to hear a word you got to
right,
say.
Yeah.
You have no reason to be complaining about anything because it was you that helped hand this country over to these radicals.
That's right. That's
you
right.
helped.
You helped do it.
That's
you
right.
helped do it. So no. I look. Listen to me. It's an absolute unequivocally no for me.
That's right.
When it comes to who I push or what I push.
Yeah.
Things have changed. I'm going to start telling the truth about everything I see.
Everything.
If well, I don't
what
like
you mean going to start? Huh? We've been telling the truth.
Excuse me. Let me rephrase that.
Uh-huh.
I will continue to tell the truth about everything that I see.
That's
whether
right.
you like it or not.
That's right.
Some weeks you may love Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
The next week you may not agree.
Uh-huh.
Well, at this point, we're going to have to agree to disagree when we have a disagreement.
That sounds about
you see
about
what I'm
right.
talking about?
That's right.
Listen, what a great, great podcast.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.
Yes.
So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at Diamond and Silk Bookstore.com.
And don't forget to check us out over there at Chat It. ChatIt.com. And don't forget to give us a review. And a 5-star would do.
Hey, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Today's podcast is being sponsored by GreatDaneTees.com, dedicated to everyone who wants to let the world know about their family member, their Great Dane. Now, here's what they offer. They offer tees, sweatshirts, embroidered jackets, dress shirts, even shoes and toys for your Great Dane. They even have a non-Great Dane section for your other canine family members so they won't feel left out.
And don't forget, GreatDaneTees.com chooses one nonprofit Great Dane group a month for a fundraiser. Visit their website homepage to see which group has been chosen this month.
They also support several Great Dane rescues where they offer various rescue branded clothing. Any purchases made from the For the Rescue section, they donate 20% of your purchases back to the rescue. They have donated over $15,000 since April of 2020.
So don't forget to check out their monthly special posted on their homepage.
Go to GreatDaneTees.com and buy two unisex tees. Enter code DS21 and receive one of these tees for free.
That's right.
That's GreatDaneTees.com. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Have y'all heard of Cat Remedies?
Have you?
Well, they provide CBD for your pets.
Better known as fur babies.
And guess what?
What?
All of their products are manufactured right here in the USA.
That's right.
Some of the products that they offer is CBD dog treats, CBD dog salve, and even CBD dog shampoo.
That's right. And another thing, you can save more when you purchase the pet bundle.
So make sure you go check them out. CatRemedies.com. That's CatRemedies.com.
And get 20% off of any orders over $50 when you use code DS21.
So head over there to CatsRemedies.com. That's CatsRemedies.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silver.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.